So today, Friday, it was about finishing our week. And I told you in the beginning part of the week, there was a number of things that we wanted to do to improve upon. And so we had a big session in the red zone today. That was really an area of emphasis that we can do better. And so we wanted to kind of shine a light right on that and find the ways that we can do that better. So we spent a lot of time on that today. And yeah, that's kind of what you do. When you have problems, you address them and you go to work on it. As far as playing in the game, there'll be some that'll play a little bit, and there'll be some that'll play a lot. And what I explained to the team, that's much like in the regular season. There's some that are inactive, there's some that play the whole game, and there's some that play a little. That's our responsibility. Every time we go, well, we bring it for one another. So I won't tell the players how long, and they won't know how long or how much, but they'll all be ready to play. The only ones that won't be able to be Julio. He will not play. We're going to make a roster move with Fuller. He's got an injury. Looks like we'll probably have to go to IR with him. We'll get clarification on that for this afternoon, but we're heading that way. Claiborne won't be able to play, but past that, we're in good shape and looking forward to everybody getting out and getting some work. And there's some good evaluations to be had here in this last game that involve last spots on the roster, that involves practice squad opportunities. So it's a really fun night for the guys. And you'll be seeing some guys that you haven't seen a lot of really going for it tonight. And that's why it's such a fun night for us as coaches to see those guys, this competitiveness that shows up tomorrow night or Thursday night, that you get a chance to see who wants to go for it in the very biggest way. And so it's another opportunity to shine and do that. So we're pumped for the guys. So with that, I'll open it up to you guys and hit on the questions.
When you're making decisions on
Go ahead.
On playing time, you have a couple of guys coming back who missed a couple of games, Ishmael, Matt Bryant.
Ishmael will not. Matt Bryant will. I left that one out with Ish. He practiced the last 2 days and just not quite ready, just with the time off that he's missed, but anticipating him being full for next week. So that was kind of the process today. Could he go back a week and get ready? And then if it was a regular game, he would, and then we'll move it into next week for him. But Matt Bryant will be able to participate. He had a good week, and so we'll add both he and Shane in the game.
Linebacker depth is it, I guess, one area we're watching. Is that a correct place to be?
Yeah, you really should. And it's been a good group. And we've seen that all the way through from, after the draft, through the mini camps, through training camp. There's a number of guys at that position that can really play. We've mixed and matched a number of different guys. And then the special teams, that's been a big factor too, having, 230, 240-pound guys who can really run and hit. And it's been a good group. They've totally applied themselves. We've added Leroy in, Dre in, Dion in, Spoon in, and added, a Warlow, all those guys, to that mix. So some new learning, with new players. I think Jeff's done a terrific job with the new guys, as well as Paul Warlow has and Philip Wheeler has, to help these guys. They've been in the system, Paul for a year, Philip for a half year, to help bring those other guys with them. That takes a lot of humility on those two guys' part, and that's exactly what you'd like a great teammate to do. And I think that speaks, volumes for those two guys.
Do you have a plan of what you're going to do with the running backs in this game?
I do. We like to feature our same stuff. So, whether it's inside zones, wide zones, that's an important part of what we do. So all the runners, will be involved in that. And we're excited to hopefully get Teron Ward back into the action today. So we haven't seen him. He got injured early on with this ankle sprain. He's looked good in his practices this week. And so he's going to get a bunch of touches tomorrow night, too. We're looking forward to seeing him do his thing.
I know you're trying Washington a little bit at cornerback. Will we see him there Thursday?
You may. We did a little bit again today, and we just wanted to take a look and see, here's a guy with the speed and length that we do that. So maybe towards the end of the game, that'd be something that that we'll see him do.
Did you rule anybody else out?
We have. We've ruled out Julio Jones. We've ruled out Ishmael. Claiborne. We've ruled out Claiborne. I think those are the three that we've ruled out from playing. Ward will be back playing. Bryant will be back playing. I think that's what he wants.
You said Wilds is?
And Wilds will be out, excuse me, yes.
And now will Deshaun Golson get some?
Yep. Yeah, Deshaun will be in the mix, yep. So he did a nice job this week in terms of learning and applying it. So we won't overload him, but we definitely want to get him some work and get him back into the action.
I want to ask real quick just about tackling. We've heard it so much from you. You bring in your system here. How has year two of teaching that, of installing that, been going?
Well, number one, the players, they've embraced it, and the technique part of it and the work we've put in. I think we have to tip our hat to Marquand and to Jeff Ulbrich and Jerome Henderson. They're the ones that spend every day talking about it in the meeting rooms, in the topics, finding new drills to teach it. So we're pleased with where we're at. The speed that we've added on defense is certainly a factor in that as well. But you've got to embrace, the strike zone hits and the style that we're going to tackle with. I've been pleased so far in the preseason with our tackling, and we're looking forward to that being on display again on Thursday night.
Remember, you know, showing some kind of different videos, rugby, things like that, of any kind of, you know, either rugby or other, you know, teaching tools made appearances this camp?
The rugby has, for sure, and really what we learned, you know, from Stuart Lancaster last year, one of the terms he used was winning the last yard, and I think that's so true in tackling, where, you know, where the contact's right about to happen, or after the contact there's a stalemate and somebody's got to win that last yard. So we've worked hard at a different number of drills, but the rugby tackling was a big factor in it, just because we know how to lower our strike zone. I think there was a really good example of that. I thought Ricardo Allen had a deep play in the game last week where he came out of the middle field. He had a nice hit on the receiver, very good clean hit, where he had to lower his target because the receiver was lowering. So we showed that in the team meeting. You can be really, really physical without the hit to the head.
And how much of this is kind of building a better mousetrap, of being a better tackling team, better defense? How much of it is the safety aspect of lowering the target and keeping the guys' heads out of the play? How much is that, you know, balance?
Well, for sure, I think, like, that's our responsibility to, you know, have a safer game, because it goes from our level into college, into high school, and into youth football. So if we have a way to impact that, then we take that responsibility seriously. But it's safer, but, you can still be play tough as hell, and we like trying to demonstrate that too.
Coach, where are you all at with the anthem and the players or in protest?
Sure. Yeah, we had a nice meeting about that, Led, actually, and we know we're one team, and so we would hope that if anybody wanted to, you know, demonstrate in any way for any cause, they'd consult their teammates on that, and to make sure whatever we're doing, we represent our team. It's our team, our city, our owner, the organization, and they're one group. So it's one team and one fight. And what we do outside of that, we'd support our brothers, but we'd hope if we're all together that we'd, you know, use that with our best intentions to make sure everything's about the team, especially when we're, you know, at a ball game as a team.
And y'all do so much with the military, supporting them and having them out and so forth. So you all would know they want to reach that code.
Sure. And so... that's such a big factor for us all the way. So we've got great pride in it, and not just in this state with such a huge military background, but all over. When I went on my tour this summer, I have a real appreciation for how important our responsibility as the NFL is to the men and women who are serving overseas, knowing that they sometimes get up at 6 o'clock on a Monday morning to watch our game over in Guam or in parts all over. So I've had good emails tonight from a friend who was serving in Afghanistan. Hey, tonight we're a long way, but the thing we're talking about is the Atlanta and Philly game that's going to be on tonight, and they're going to somehow find a way to, you know, patch it in and listen to it. So, like, those are not memories that are related to the flag, but, you know, more for the military, but ones that I know our responsibility, you know, as an NFL, how important it is to the military, and I have firsthand experience of that. So it's a great honor.
One of the positives, I think, from this preseason is fewer missed tackles. You've been under double digits every time. Do you think that the second year in the system and with this tackling technique has made a difference with that?
Yeah, for sure it is. And anytime you get more reps, and now there's, you know, a couple thousand reps in this scheme, and so you're not thinking what type of tackle I'm doing here. So we've seen a real difference from when we started in the off season and it's carried through training camp. It just feels different. And the way that we're playing, the way that we're practicing, and we're trying to do it tough as we can be, and I hope that, you know, jumps across on tape too. But we know there's a better way, and we're working hard to eliminate those missed tackles. If we can become one of the best fundamental teams in ball, then you're really hard to get long plays on, and that's really one of the goals for the D.
Hey, Coach, I know they just asked you about the running back situation. So
sure.
Do you want to put Devontae and Tevin out there a lot?
Yes. No, they'll play some, but not a lot.
Then who after that?
Ward.
And then just Ward?
Ward will play, and we're talking about possibly bringing another player in.
Okay.